How many miles away from Kentwood did you live when you lived out in Washington Parish?
Nine miles.
Uh-huh. And the church you go to?
No, ma'am. Huh? Baptist then.
Uh-huh. What about now?
Church of God.
And tell me about your education.
Well, never got a report card in school in my life. Didn't know what one was. I went every day, every year he'd start us. But the thing was, if we went in before Christmas, we'd go 2 or 3 weeks and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. And if we went in after Christmas, it was 2 or 3 weeks and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. But though my daddy had a reason for that, because we had to go through swamps, old lagoons, mud, you know, and there was a creek, no bridge on it, just an old foot log. And when it would come a big rain, he'd have to come get us. Mm-hmm. Because it would swim horses. And he wouldn't let us, and that was one. And we had to walk 3 miles. Mm-hmm. And leave so early, and they'd take them books in at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We had to leave early. And that's the reason he wouldn't let us go. I used to get so mad about it that after he stopped us then, we couldn't go no more then, you see. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, yourself, the teachers didn't take no interest in us.
Yeah.
The class was so far ahead.
What, how many years in all did you go like that?
Let me see, I was 7 when I moved back. I think it was 17 years. No, it was 17 years when I had to quit. I had to quit. And I don't think I was 17 years old when we had to quit in full. And I was 7 years old when we moved up. I didn't start till I was 8. Mm-hmm.
Could you read or write then?
No.
When did you learn?
After I come to Church of God, the Holy Ghost taught me. I started to go to night school, went just a few nights, you know, but I was a nervous wreck and didn't have sense enough to know it. I was nervous, and it was an engine in my health, and I had to quit that. Mm-hmm. Then the Holy Ghost just taught me. I'd be reading that book, didn't know a thing about it. I'd ask you what a question was, and I'd tell you before you tell me. Plenty of times.
Now can you read anything?
That them Bibles yonder?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, now there's some of them big Bible names.
Uh-huh.
I can't pronounce them. But a lot of them self-pronouncing words and all them. Yes, ma'am, I can. Yes, ma'am, and get something out of it when I read them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. You read by what them old prophets say, then you know what they're doing back, what they've done back then. Well, then you really get something out of it. You can understand what you're reading.
Mm-hmm. Do you read anything besides the Bible? Do you read newspapers?
I get them. I look over the front page sometimes, and that's just about it, the news.
You don't have any trouble reading those,
too? I can read them, but I don't have time because my whole hobby is in my Bible and the Sunday school literature and the books.
Mm-hmm.
And I read out loud because that's where I learned how to read, you know, reading in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I can hear myself say the words and seem like I can get more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I pray out loud. And the Lord give me this place here just for me to just to read and pray and do what I want to do. And I'm happy. There ain't a happier woman in this town than I am nowhere. I've had a rough time. But praise God, the Lord brought me through.
Do you remember the name of that school that you went
to? Mount Hermon.
Mount Hermon School?
Louisiana.